So, we're getting close to the end of Chodesh Kislev. We're trying to conclude as much of Sefer Tanya as we can. The 15th Perek continues the discussion of the Beinoni and his Avodas Hashem. Just to remind ourselves what a Beinoni is. A Beinoni is not someone who commits any chatoim. He's already avoided the world of chet, or else he'd be called a Rasha even with one chet. And the Beinoni has an internal struggle between these two subsystems. One is the Nefesh Behemoth, Nefesh Elokis. If he's already eliminated the Nefesh Behemoth or converted, then he's a tzaddik. If he's someone that has averos without charata, then he's a Rasha. If he's in the middle, where most of us are striving to be, it's a Beinoni. It sounds like it's a very, very aspiring level to reach. But remember, we're going to get back to this in two parakim. So there's going to be a big reveal on Sunday, so make sure you're here Sunday. As how does a person really become a Beinoni, or something very unique to Chassidus that ensures the success in this struggle to be a Beinoni. But for today, let's just set up the terms of the struggle of a Beinoni. We talked about the forces that are at work the other day in his subsystem, but experientially, what's the struggle of the Beinoni? So Perek Tesvav begins this process, and it describes a pasuk in Malachi. V'shavtem v'ra'isem, Hashem says that you should know the difference. I'll know the difference. I'll discriminate. Bein tzaddik la'rasha, between a tzaddik and a rasha. Bein oved elokim la'sher lo avadah, between an oved Hashem and someone that's not an oved Hashem. That sounds a little bit redundant. Hashem says, I will discern between a tzaddik and a rasha, and between an oved Hashem and a non-oved Hashem. We would think that a tzaddik and an oved Hashem are overlapping terms. So what's the difference between a tzaddik versus a rasha, as opposed to an oved Hashem as a non-oved Hashem? So again, he returns back to his terminology. A tzaddik and a rasha, we know. A tzaddik is completely converted, or at least defeated, the nefesh behemoth. A rasha is someone that has sins that are a permanent part of their experience. And then the Beinoni now has two layers to it. So now there are two different types of Beinonis. We're starting to dive into the world of the Beinoni, but not structurally what he's composed of, Nefesh Behemoth, Nefesh Elokis, but experientially. What is he involved in? How does he experience religion and Avodas Hashem? There's someone called an Oved Hashem, and there's a Beinoni who is not Oved Hashem. What does that mean? We usually use the term, he's not Oved Hashem, he's not from, he's not religious. No, Beinoni who's in Oved Hashem, is in the process of constantly finding more, as we would say. He's not complacent. He's trying to achieve new heights. We'll talk about the methodology to achieve those two heights in a few moments. Oved is a present tense. He's in the process. Just as an aside, when Rav Lichtenstein's tombstone is the word Oved Hashem, not Eved Hashem. Oved means there's a process. Eved means you've already become that person. You're a chacham, you're an Eved, you're a rofe, you're a rabbi, you've already become a certain status. It defines you. Oved is a verb. Eved is a noun. So the tzaddik could be called an Eved Hashem. He's already defeated the nefesh behemoth. He's an Eved. A Beinoni is always striving for more and always struggling for more. He's considered an Oved Hashem. A Beinoni who is an Oved Hashem. A Beinoni who doesn't have that internal tempest and ferment and desire and growth, he's a Beinoni who doesn't perform any averos. He performs all the mitzvahs. In fact, he could be learning Torah all day. But he's not an Oved Hashem because there's no internal striving and struggle for more. Why? Some people are just born that way. Some people are born with a natural love for information and for knowledge and for Hashem's will. Some people are just naturally drawn to Torah. There's no internal struggle or internal striving that's necessary to achieve Talmud Torah. They'll just learn all day. When it comes to the world of Avera, some people's nature is that they don't have deep desires, they don't have lust, they don't have jealousy. Some people just are naturally born without the desires that have to be overcome through the internal struggle of the Beinoni and the war between the Nefesh Behemoth and the Nefesh Elokis that would reflect the world of an Oved Hashem who's constantly trying to generate new religious energy to oppose some of these desires and lusts. So some people just have a natural inclination, and they learn Torah all day, they perform mitzvahs properly, they avoid averos, and they're a Beinoni because they haven't defeated the internal Nefesh Behemoth, but they don't need this struggle to try to achieve more. That's someone who's a Beinoni who's not an Oved Hashem. But what do you do if you want to be an Oved Hashem? Let's say you're learning all day, and you still want to try to achieve more, so you have to push back the horizons of your learning. famous Gemara, Ein Adama, you can't compare someone that learns a sugi 100 times to someone that learns a sugi 101 times. Anyone ever learned a sugi 100 times? Try it. Or repeated a Gemara 100 times. For the Balatanya, that's symbolic. 100 means it's not just how many times you learn the sugya, but you're learning because that's your nature. Or it's not just your nature, it's become your condition. You've spent so many years in yeshiva, right? I spent so many years in yeshiva that by this point, learning from me is second nature. But that's not good because I'm not an Oved Hashem, because I'm just responding not to my natural inclination with what I was born with, but just to my conditioning. But that conditioning is limiting me because I could do more. But to do more, I have to awaken certain religious passions, which we'll talk about in a moment. So he's setting up two different trajectories for the Beinoni. There's the Beinoni Sugbet, we would say, who doesn't perform any Averos or long-lasting Averos. He has Charat immediately, performs all the mitzvot, can even learn Torah all day. But it's not because of this internal awakening and internal victory over forces that are trying to blunt or impede. It's because it's my nature, it's my conditioning. I learn 100 times, I spend my whole day learning. Whereas the Beinoni, who is an Oved Hashem, is rallying all these internal passions of religion, which we'll speak about in a moment, either because his nature, like most people, still has desires and taivos, and he has to constantly be on guard to prevent those from becoming averos and expressions of machshava, dibra, maisa, or because he wants to push back the horizons in the frontier of his Torah. I learned 100 times. I want to learn, metaphorically, the 101st time. I want to find more ways to learn Torah, and I want to learn Torah longer, and I want to push myself in my avas on Torah. So that's the setup for two types of Beinoni. Obviously, he wants us to be the Beinoni who's an Oved Hashem, not a Beinoni who's a non-Oved Hashem. So let's repeat, and then I'll add an introduction to next week's year. Namely, the 15th parak, quotes the pasuk in Malachi, parak Gimel, the distinction Hashem says between a tzaddik and a rasha, between an Oved and a non-Oved. Tzaddik and a rasha, we know. Oved and non-Oved, Hashem refers to two different types of Beinoni. The Beinoni, they're both similar in their mitzvah performance and their avera avoidance, but they're different in the internal struggle. The non-Oved Hashem doesn't need to awaken or to generate deep passions because he has a natural inclination for religion, avoiding chatayim. But the higher level is someone who's an Oved Hashem. And even if he's not just using his avodas Hashem and the passions that he generates to avoid chet because he doesn't need it, but to expand the horizons of his Talmud Torah. Now the question is methodologically, how do you create that avodas Hashem internally? How do you expand? So there are two approaches. One approach is, as he constantly says, because remember, Chabad is a very intellectual chassidus, to ponder Hashem, and pondering Hashem and seeing the infinity and the majesty and the sweep of Hashem should create passion and excitement, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisod De'Atara. His bonus begadlus Hashem is a constant recurring theme. And remember, the seed of the Nefesh HaLokus is the Chachma Bina Vadas, so that's where it should take place. Right now we're getting to a crucial, crucial fault line in Chassidus. This is really fascinating, especially in Chabad Chassidus. Chassidus is a democratizing movement. It's meant to create meaningful avodas Hashem and meaningful Kabbalah experience for people that don't know how to learn. Many people, he agrees, will not be able to have this very intellectual experience of understanding the infinity of Hashem and the sweep of Hashem and the cosmos and Kabbalah and the Eser Sfiros and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite. It may be good for people that are trained intellectually, but for people who are not, and they can't ponder Hashem and get to this really deep passion of Avas Hashem that will help them overcome the Yitzhahara and perform more mitzvot and Yiras Hashem, how will they do it? How will they create this internal Avodas Hashem to either avoid Averis, perform mitzvot, or to push back the frontiers of their learning? You have to wait for Sunday. He has a special solution. I'll tell you what it is. It's a little teaser. It's called Ahava Musteris. It's a metaphysical component of a Jewish heart that we'll talk about on Sunday. But this is really right here, this is almost like the crux of the entire Sefer. That he's creating a very, very intellectualized form of Chassidus and Avodas Hashem that's ideal, but then he creates an alternative track for people that aren't on that Madrega. They can still find this internal Oved Hashem, even though they're a Beinoni, they will also want to be an Oved Hashem. So look at all the terms he's introduced. It's not enough to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. Very few of us will be that. We want to strive to be a Beinoni. The Beinoni itself has two different subdivisions. A Beinoni is an Oved Hashem, a Beinoni is not an Oved Hashem. We'll see on Sunday how people who can't be so intellectually gifted can still work on that internal Oved Hashem as a Beinoni. Okay?
The Meva and Meva.